Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN Television 9 in Chicago wishing you a very happy Thanksgiving.
Don't forget, leave the carver alone. He or she deserves to be all by himself or herself. Should we do a song now or later? Later. Gonna do Over the River and Through the Woods, and you've gotten the idea of carving the turkey. And good luck with your bird.
We want to congratulate Glenbrook South Band under the direction of Pete Pappas. They won for the fourth time in a row the Sycamore Festival Band Contest. And next Saturday at St. James the Apostle in Glen Ellen, there's a Christmas bazaar from 9:30 to 2:30 at Park Boulevard on 22nd Street in Glen Ellen. We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.
And Dean Richards Entertainment Report, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Happy Thanksgiving, Dean.
Happy Thanksgiving. Wow, hearing that Ray Rayner clip brings back a million memories.
Right?
It's amazing that he never cut his arm off or, you know, anything. People watch my cooking segment hoping that I hurt myself somehow. But, you know, Ray Rayner was known for his clumsiness with the
yes.
different projects that he did.
Everything. And you know what? He also just broke into song like from the 1940s, like after the war. I think you should try that, just unannounced on the morning news. Just break
yeah,
out into song with an accordion.
Yeah, right after Larry and Robin give us the news, I break into Tootsie Goodbye.
That'd be fun. That would be fun. By the way, your boys are here. They've been here all week.
I heard. I've been listening to the Shawnee and the Andy.
Yeah.
And even producer Jack, you've got the whole Sunday morning crew there.
I got
there,
the whole crew here. He's not paying us as much, though.
Everybody's sober?
Everybody's sober.
Yes.
Fairly. Andy said, I'm not paying him as much as you do, though.
Yeah. Right. I'm sure he's getting double what I give him.
That's right.
Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Shawnee. How are you, my friend?
Doing well, and happy Thanksgiving.
Likewise. Here's hoping all your giblets are happy ones.
Well, speaking of Ray Rayner, there's like 6 hours of Bozo Gar and Ray. You got this whole thing happening today and I think Sunday afternoon, right?
It's become a tradition for the holidays to, you know, we go back into the archives for some of the specials that we've put together over the years. And today we kick it off right at 9 o'clock. With the special that we did a couple of years ago called Bozo Circus, the 1960s, where, you know, famously, they just never kept a catalog of all the old Bozo shows right. that they did for the 40 years that that show was on the air on WGN. They, you know, for whatever reason, they just didn't keep the tape. So, you know, whenever we're able to unearth some new footage, we try to put something together. And we did a couple of years ago with some great 1960s footage, which is, you know, really the first decade of the show with Bob Bell and Ray Rayner, who was Oliver O'Oliver on the show, and Don Sandberg, the original producer of the show, who was also Sandy the Tramp, the great Ned Locke, Ringmaster Ned, Bob Trendler and the Big Top Band. So that's going to be this morning from 9 to 11. And then at 11 o'clock, the special that we premiered last year, Bozo Circus, the 1970s, which features clips that had not been seen in like 40 years. There was a master tape that was found from 1974 that had never had not been on the air since 1974 until last year. And we cleaned all that stuff up and we put that into a special of the second decade of the show, which featured Bob Bell and Roy Brown as Cookie the Clown and, you know, some of the other greats on the show, including Ned Locke and Frazier Thomas, who took over when Ned Locke retired.
Right.
So, yeah, it's going to be that's today. So at 9 o'clock, the 1960s, 11 o'clock, the 1970s, and then we've got our Bozo Gar and Ray special, Bozo Circus, or Bozo Gar and Ray WGN TV Classics. That's going to be on this coming Sunday at 3 o'clock. Now, all of these shows are going to be repeated throughout the holiday season, I won't throw other dates and things out right now because I think it's just going to be confusing. But we are going to be repeating them. And, of course, the tradition of running Bozo Gar and Ray WGN TV Classics on Christmas Eve at 10 o'clock, that has become a bit of a holiday tradition, and that we definitely are going to do. And that features, you know, great clips from some of the most popular children's programming ever in the history of Chicago television, Bozo Circus, Garfield Goose and Friends, and Ray Rayner and his friends, and, of course, the holiday classics, Hard Rock, Coco and Joe, Susie Snowflake, and Frosty the Snowman.
I know you think
I'm trying
about
to get Shawnee and Andy to do Hard Rock, Coco and Joe. So we can do like a Sunday morning recreation.
We can do that. I want to do Frosty the Snowman, too.
All right.
Okay.
That's a swinging version of Frosty the Snowman.
You'd make a great Susie Snowflake, if you ask me.
Wow.
Susie doesn't sing.
We know.
Yeah, she doesn't.
That's why
some of the dramatic reproductions that you've done through the years on the Sunday morning show, you are a very gender-bending performer.
I know you talk about these holiday classics, the Hard Rock, Coco and Joe. You know, you can still get it if you want to own it. I mean, DVDs, I know you can still get them at museum.tv, but this has been airing for like 60 years on GNTV. But there's only one other city that really embraces this as much as we do. And it's, I guess, in Philadelphia. There's a TV station there, a CBS affiliate that used to air it. And they've aired it every year for the last 60 years on Christmas Eve.
There's something very endearing about it. I mean, you know, people certainly they know the song. They can sing along with the song. It's very raw. It's 1950s style animation. But I don't know, at Christmas time, there's something that's, you know, that's very warm and wonderful about those kinds of things. So I know people, I constantly get emails this time of year, people asking, when's Hard Rock, Coco and Joe and Susie Snowflake and Frosty going to be on? And they are included in the holiday special that we will be running. That's going to be Sunday at 3 o'clock and then again on Christmas Eve. But start off today with the 1960s and 70s at 9 o'clock and then 11 o'clock.
Yeah, you know, some years ago when we digitally remastered them, the museum did, I remember showing my son, Josh, who was very young at the time, and, you know, we cleaned up all the little boops and the audio and everything else, and I showed it to him, and he said, how did you fix it? It's still black and white. So I guess making into color would have been fixing that on some level. So, yeah, that's...
Wouldn't be horrible. Has anybody ever colorized them?
No. That's a kind of an interesting thought, though, huh?
I would hate it.
I would hate it, too.
I would hope not.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that either. More with Dean Richards. By the way, Dean's Entertainment Report is sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Dave Plyer in for Bob Surratt today, and we're talking to Dean Richards this morning. Hey, Dean, got a text coming in. Says, for those not in the Channel 9 viewing area, are there streams that we can watch these specials on?
Well, yeah, I should have mentioned that you can watch all of the specials that we've got, all, of course, on WGN TV, but on our WGN Plus app, on Roku, on Amazon Fire TV, on Apple TV, and also they will be streaming at WGNTV.com/live, and also the WGN News mobile app. So there are plenty of ways to watch it. On the air and online and streaming.
Very, very cool. I was watching some of your movie reviews yesterday, and there's a great, after you're eating all day, Thanksgiving, all day long, eating, there's a great movie. The subject matter is cannibalism.
Yeah, also about eating.
God, gross. Which you said was gross as well.
Yeah, it's the most peculiar movie to be opening on for holiday weekend. Hey, grab the family and go see the millennial cannibal love story. That's called Bones and All.
Oh, good Lord.
I never walk out of a movie, no matter how much I hate it, no matter how stupid it is. I just feel like as a critic, I owe it to the movie to stay and watch everything so I can report on everything. I cannot even tell you how close I was to walking out of seeing this movie, Bones and All. It is simply that. It's a story of a millennial couple who meet and fall in love. It just so happens they both happen to be cannibals, and they feed on other people. And this movie has no problem being fairly graphic about it. It's disgusting. It's bloody. It's ravenous gore. I interviewed the director, and you know he's trying to tell me the profound levels of the levels of the relationship, and it's a cannibal story.
Yeah,
and people are eating people.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Horrible.
So for that reason, we start off with the worst movie, maybe the worst movie of the year.
Yeah,
Bones and all. I gave it a Dean's List F.
But you got some good family movies and some other great things this weekend too.
There are some very good family movies. The best of the bunch is the new Steven Spielberg movie. He wrote it, he produced it, he directs it, and it's the story of his own life. It's called The Fablemans.
Yeah, it's cool.
About this kind of dorky kid growing up in a middle class family. Who has an obsession with movie making, and just like all Steven Spielberg movies, it's warm, it's witty, it's wonderful. It's about Steven Spielberg, but really it's a movie about overcoming whatever obstacles are thrown in your way. I think it's very relatable, and I loved it. I gave that a Dean's List A. For the family this weekend, Disney has a new movie out called Strange World, about a group of explorers that trying to solve a mysterious power outage. So they go beneath the surface, under the surface of the earth. And it's very, very entertaining. That one's a Dean's List B+. There is a new Korean War aerial war movie, a little bit like Top Gun Maverick, called Devotion, is the story of two elite Navy pilots. One of them is the first African-American to complete Navy flight training, and all the issues of racism that he met back in the day. I gave that one a Dean's List B. There is a sequel to the movie Knives Out, the whodunit from a couple of years ago, Daniel Craig and an all-star ensemble. Also very good. That one gets a Dean's List B also. So plenty to see. The Fablemans is my top pick for the family, Strange World. And, hey, you know, some of you may be into cannibal movies. Who am I to judge?
Maybe.
There's something, literally something for everyone.
There is. Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Likewise to you and the fam. See you soon,
buddy. See you soon.